Yes, thank you. I'm not negotiating the declaration, but anything more than an invitation would be beyond the mandate of whatever program is there and would be looked upon askance as a lack of an understanding of standard UN procedure. You do not task another body that you are not in charge of to do this. And so anything in terms of a statement that would do anything other than invite consideration of joining a secretariat would be well beyond the norms of regular practice within the United Nations. It's not something you do, and I would think that the governments around the table would certainly understand that. That said, I'd be quite clear that regardless of who is here from the United States or at the Commission, that I cannot see any way that we would be supportive of regular support from the regular budget. As Marco kindly explained, it would be a minimum of going from 10% of someone's time to a full-time position. And frankly, I don't think it would end at that. You have regular meetings of that group. They have to take place someplace. There has to be interpretation. There has to, you know, documents need to be prepared. Meetings need to be held and supported and facilitated. Certainly, if past is any precedent, there tends to be a lot of meetings and it tends to be a little messy. Just to be clear that any positive response on the part of this body would depend upon an ironclad understanding and written documentation that this would only be dependent totally upon extra budgetary funds to specifically support the position and any additional costs that might be incurred, that there would not be support from the regular budget. We think we have a very robust effort already underway in terms of the ongoing work that we're doing in EPRs and WGEMA and the work that we do in a whole number of different areas. And so we would not welcome additional commitments that would become entitlements. Thank you.